This is The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to be talking about the book Ebony and Ivy, about the legacy of the slave trade and American great universities. But right now, we're talking about how green is San Antonio. Today, Environment Texas released a report looking at the top green cities in the state, and San Antonio is not at the top of the list. That would be Austin. And to tell us more and why that is, Rachel Stone joins us. She is the clean energy attorney for Environment Texas. Rachel, welcome to The Source.
Thanks so much for having me.
And our phone lines are open if you want to call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. I really would be interested in knowing what our listeners, how important they think it is that San Antonio did rank well in this list of green cities in Texas, but we're not at the top. Do you think that we should do more, that we should not settle for, what are we? We're tied for two, right?
Tied for number two, so pretty high to the top.
Well, you know, but you consider there's only so many number of players in Texas, you know. So we're tied with Houston.
Yes. San Antonio tied with Houston. We rated, our categories were based on building code efficiency for residential, for homes, utility supported solar power, purchasing of renewable energy from the municipality, green building standards for new public buildings, and electric vehicle recharge stations. And Houston beat San Antonio on a couple of the categories, particularly purchasing of renewable energy and building codes, but San Antonio came out on top with solar production and electric recharge stations for electric vehicles.
Did you look at the availability of the recharge stations or the use of the recharge stations?
We looked at how many stations there were within the city. We figure people recharge their cars usually at night, which is great because that's a time when the grid is not at peak, so it's a good time to be using electricity. But then when they're driving around during the day, we wanted to see that there were a lot of options for them to repower their vehicle so they have confidence that if they're on the road, they're going to be able to find another station.
So Austin ranked in number one. So how far behind is San Antonio, Houston behind Austin? What is Austin doing to give it that prime position?
Well, Austin did get top scores in a couple of categories. First of all, 100% of their power is of the municipality's power is purchased from renewable sources. So when the city of Austin is paying their electricity bill, that's 100% coming from renewable energy, whereas San Antonio is only purchasing about 11% of renewables.
So you said all of Austin's power is coming from renewable sources?
The city. All of the power the
city
is
From the city of itself.
Yeah, so the city as a client is, okay. As a customer.
So not all the people in the city, but the city as
a customer, right.
Okay.
But a huge place that San Antonio fell behind was on building codes. We were really looking at cities that are serving as leaders in the state. We see that the state of Texas is lagging behind in creating really innovative clean tech policies. Austin has adopted the 2012 International Energy Conservation Code, which is a 15% greater energy efficiency on homes that are built to that standard than the state of Texas requires. And right now, San Antonio is still at the 2009 standard, which is the state minimum. So they got a zero in that category for not really pushing forward in building efficiency.
But when San Antonio adopted that standard in 2009, we had adopted that early, and it was actually at the time very progressive and advanced when that happened.
Yes. San Antonio was the first to adopt the 2009 standard, and they were ahead of the state. So that was great, and that was back in when the mayor had – it was part of the Mission Verde plan. And now there is a stakeholder group that is supposed to be meeting and discussing adopting the 2012, but here we are in 2013, and they haven't pushed forward. And the 2012 would be an additional 15%, which – San Antonio homeowners would be saving upwards of $6,000 over the course of 30 years if they had that building standard passed.
So this is for new homes.
Yes.
And so San Antonio's new home standards are behind the times.
Behind the times in terms of really pushing forward, yes.
Is that becoming like LEED certified? And
no, that's really just a matter of better windows, better insulation. You know, it's not... These are not green building. This is just having a tight building envelope so you're not losing energy to inefficiencies.
And then you said that actually would save money for that household because otherwise you're air conditioning the outside if you're not sealed.
Exactly. So they're looking at about $205 a year for homeowners whose homes are more
$205 they would save.
Yes.
And so that would pay for that recommendations.
Yes, homeowners would break even within 11 months. So they buy their home within 11 months, they're saving on their energy bills, even though they might have paid a little bit more for their mortgage.
It doesn't seem, the math works, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's money in people's pockets, and it's an easy fix. It just takes adoption.
And that would have put us ahead of Houston, too.
Yes, it would have. Houston didn't adopt the 2012. They are still at 2009, but they have a 10% higher efficiency through amendments, and they're supposed to go to 15% soon, but they haven't yet.
Our phone lines are open. If you want to join the conversation, tell me if this really is important to you that San Antonio ranked well on this list, but are you concerned that we're not at the top? The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And we're talking with Rachel Stone. She's the author of a report about clean energy rankings of the cities from Environment Texas. So what else can San Antonio be doing better in your list?
Well, San Antonio and Austin both ranked quite highly in the state for solar. They are just out of the park in terms of what other cities in Texas are doing. But on a national level, they're not quite in the, they might be in the top 25. They're not in the top 5 cities for solar production. So there's a couple of ways that San Antonio could really push forward. There's a couple of programs the city could look into, like the PACE program, which allows for third-party financing of solar and other building efficiency construction. And also San Antonio could look into community solar, which would allow for residents who maybe are renters or don't have a roof that's appropriate for solar panels to still get the benefit from solar production.
So down at the bottom of the list, there were Fort Worth, Laredo, Corpus Christi, none of those cities buy their renewable resources or maintain energy efficiency standards for public buildings. So that Fort Worth would be not doing well.
I was surprised to see that with Fort Worth. I think their policies that they've passed are more voluntary, whereas we were looking at policies that really get the job done. So the building codes are required and, that LEED certification is required, and the same thing with the renewables. So I think Fort Worth has some actions they can take to move forward to really get the ball rolling on clean energy tech and, taking some.
And so, but how does Texas do as a whole? I understand that that the American Council for Energy Efficient Economy recently ranked Texas as 33rd among states when it comes to energy efficiency.
Yeah, Texas, in 1999, Texas was really pushing forward under George W. Bush. They created a renewable electricity standard. They were one of the first to pass that on utilities in the country. And 2 years later, they passed the statewide building codes. And those programs were so successful that in 2005, the legislature doubled the mandate for wind power. But now the state has really been lagging. Some of the PUC commissioners that are appointed by Rick Perry have really not been moving forward on making solar a priority in any way. They haven't updated the building codes to the 2012. There's a lot of ways that the state is missing out on consumer savings and reducing air pollution and water use that the cities are really the leaders here.
Okay, I want to get someone on the phones. I got Jerry here. Jerry, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment that in my opinion, I think that there should be mass production of a very inexpensive electronic method to immediately plug into your household and plug into any light cell power grid. The things that gather light to produce the electricity.
So, what
solar panels?
So you want mass produced cheap solar panels that would help people have energy, get off the grid a little bit.
The solar panels are already there. The only problem is that the city and the powers that be want to make a fortune on plugging it into your household, And that's also I read in the paper not long ago that all of a sudden they're going to credit 50% of what they were crediting for any power that you bring into your house just because they thought that they should do that.
All right, Jerry, you bring up some great points, buddy. I'm glad you called in. So Rachel, he's talking about barriers to and incentives for people to have solar panels on their houses. How does San Antonio do for that?
Well, I think he's referencing the Sun Credit program that came up a couple months ago, and CPS Energy is working with stakeholders to fix some of the barriers that came up with that and really work with stakeholders to make sure that solar is priced appropriately, because we don't want to see solar producers charged for the energy they're putting into the grid. We want to see them get a fair payback for that. So we really encourage CPS Energy to continue working with San Antonio stakeholders in the solar market and really figure out a way to set bold solar goals and to price solar fairly.
So as you look at the different cities in Texas, is it that everyone is following the same path, but just different cities are further along, or are there different strategies being employed to become energy efficient? And some people just don't want to play at all.
Yeah, well, in San Antonio and Austin, the utility companies are municipally owned, so they are really taking solar to a level that other cities may not be able to because it's investment-owned. Utility companies like in Houston, CenterPoint has really done nothing to further solar, so they got a zero on our scorecard, whereas Houston's going more towards purchasing of renewables because there's a lot of wind power that's coming out of Houston. But we think that all cities can really take a stand in solar. We have a goal for 1 million solar roofs in Texas by 2030, and even though not every city can get their utility company to promote solar, there are lots of things that cities can do. Like I mentioned, the PACE program, all communities can get working on having third-party financing for property assessment improvements. And also, just reducing barriers to solar through zoning, or Houston has a requirement that all new homes are solar ready. So that means that once the home is built through the building code, it's really easy for a homeowner to put a solar panel on their house. So all cities could do things like that that could help get people into the solar market and producing more of their own clean energy.
So does that making a house solar ready when you build it? I guess it makes sense to do it when you build it because you're wiring the house, and it's probably cheaper to do it now than it would be later down the road.
Exactly, and that's why all building codes are really so important, because once you build that home, that's the time to get the most energy benefits out of it.
All right, I want to thank Rachel Stone for joining us this afternoon. She is the clean energy attorney for Environment Texas. They released a report today looking at the rank. They ranked all the cities in Texas for being green energy. San Antonio came in tied for number two with Houston. Austin came in at number one. We're going to take a break for NPR News. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the author of a book called Ebony and Ivy about the history of African-American slaves in top universities. We'll be right back.